Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The new numbers from the U.S. Census Bureau show that the Kenai Peninsula borough's population grew by over 3,000 from the April 2010 numbers in data released on Thursday from the Department of Labor and Workforce Development. The census figures in April 2010 showed the Kenai Peninsula borough at 55,400 people compared to 58,799 people in April 2020. Accurate 2020 census data means possible additional funding and representation for the Kenai Peninsula borough. Tim Dillon, executive director for the Kenai Peninsula Economic Development District, told KSRM.
This means a lot to the Kenai Peninsula Borough. We need to make sure that people are counted and counted correctly because it means dollars in the long run, whether it be for some of the different social programs, some of the different loan programs, the redistricting of legislators and elected officials.
The Associated Press reports that the release of the redistricting data chosen from the 2020 census was more than 4 months later than expected because of delays caused by the coronavirus pandemic. The redistricting numbers states used to redraw congressional and legislative districts show where white, Asian, black, and Hispanic communities grew over the past decade. Population numbers from across the Kenai Peninsula borough by census-designated place shows Kalifornsky is the largest with 8,487, followed by the city of Kenai with 7,424, Sterling with 5,918, the city of Homer, 5,522, Nikiski, 4,456, and Soldotna with 4,342. A majority of the census-designated places from across the Kenai Peninsula borough showed population increases. The top five census tract data, or geographic regions, showed the city of Kenai with 7,424, followed by the Kenai River region of the borough with 7,022, Soldotna 6,560, Kisilov 5,876, Nikiski 5,692. A majority of the census tracts showed population increases as well. We've got more detailed information with a hyperlink at our website, radiokenai.com. The NTSB released the preliminary report on the Eagle River plane crash from late July that took the lives of two people. Clint Johnson, chief of the NTSB's Alaska Regional Office, told Alaska's news source.
We've completed the on-scene portion of the investigation, completed the initial wreckage examination after recovery.
According to the report, 23-year-old Dakota Bonner of Anchorage and 27-year-old McKenna Vieira of Hawaii were on a Discovery flight from Anchorage to Girdwood on July 26th. The flight instructor and private pilot flew out of Merrill Field Airport just afternoon and proceeded northbound near Palmer before turning toward Kinnick Glacier. The duo was expected to arrive 2 p.m. in Girdwood. When they didn't show up, a family member referenced a tracking application which showed the airplane stopped moving in the area of the Eagle River Valley, according to the NTSB. The family member contacted authorities and a search began. Later in the day, the wreckage of the plane was found in a steep mountainous area of the valley. The plane had an emergency locator transmitter aboard that makes it easier to find should it crash. Johnson said,
"Unfortunately, that did not go off, so that is going to be an aspect that we're going to be looking at."
The flight plan called for the two to land in Girdwood.
It's not uncommon to pass through Eagle River Valley. That's a very commonly traveled valley system through there, but that's unfortunately where we found the wreckage at altitude there.
Both were certified pilots.
We don't know exactly who was actually on the controls, so leave it at that.
Audio courtesy of Alaska's news source.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at radiokenai.com.